Hi, everybody. I'm Brian, Professor B. Davidson. Welcome to another edition of the USF Dons weekly podcast on Anchor FM, anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area, part of the Arena Sports Network. This week, we have a recap of the Dons weekend series. The Dons would go on to take 2 out of 3 against the Portland Pilots in West Coast Conference play. Plus, they then would come from behind 4-0 deficit in the rubber match of a 3-game set. They would go on to win 5-4 on last Sunday. They take 2 of 3 after a tough 20-2 loss on Saturday. The Dons win. They were able to win that rubber match to go 2-1, and then on game one on Friday, the Dons winning 2-1 in game one. The Dons are now 6-0 in one-run games. They're 10-1 in their first 11 games in at Benedict Diamond on the Hilltop, as the Dons are continuing this stretch where they're either going to be in the Bay Area in 5 of the next 6 weeks. During this 6-week span, the Dons will be traveling out of the Bay Area only once. This weekend, they'll be taking on the San Diego Toreros for the first of a 3-game weekend series at Fowler Park. And games one on Friday and Saturday nights will be at 6 p.m. Then they will wrap up on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. to conclude that 3-game series. All 3 games of that 3-game set will be on the W.TV for all 3 of those games. So go to usfdons.com/the W.TV to catch the Dons in action. Then it'll be an off day on Monday. Then they'll be back in action on Tuesday, March 26th. Their Tuesday midweek game, they'll travel up to Reno to take on the Nevada Wolfpack, last year's reigning Mountain West Conference champion, regular season champions, and that will be a 3 p.m. start, 3 p.m. on Tuesday, and then that game will be on the MW Network on Tuesday afternoon. Then the Dons will be back in conference play the following Friday, that'll be coming up on March 29th, 1 week from Friday. They'll take on the Santa Clara Broncos down at Schott Stadium. That will be the starting times will be Friday and also Friday and Saturday nights at 6 p.m. and then at 1 p.m. on Sunday. All 3 of those games will be on the W.TV. The Dons are in a stretch. Like I was saying at the top of the show, the Dons are in a stretch where they're either in the Bay Area, or where they're either in the Bay Area or within 100-mile radius of the Bay Area. And it really looks really good, though, in their schedule. You know, they'll be at Santa Clara. Then they'll play Loyola Marymount, they'll play San Jose State. Their next home game will be against the San Jose State Spartans for their midweek game. That will be coming up in 2 weeks on Tuesday, April 2nd. Then in 3 weeks on April 9th against Stanford, third-ranked Stanford Cardinals, who are the defending Pac-12 champions. Then they'll play a big 3-game series against the St. Mary's Gales. A reminder also coming up on Sunday, April 14th, that will also be Autism Awareness Day. That'll be Autism Awareness Day. And we'll Deb Peralta, the USF Dons loyal fan, baseball mom we call her, is the godmother of former USF Dons pitcher and catcher Danny Morales, who played on the Hilltop for 4 seasons for San Francisco Native, went to McAteer and Lincoln High School, played on the Hilltop for the Dons from 2004 through 2007. She's going to be, Deb Peralta will be on one of our future weekly podcasts promoting Autism Awareness, and that will be on Sunday, April 14th. That's a 1 p.m. first pitch on the Hilltop, and you can get your tickets anytime at usfdons.com or call the USF Dons box office at area code 415-422-2USF. That's 415-422-2USF. And then the Dons will, you know, not to look too far ahead of the schedule, they will also play Nevada in that wraparound. Then they'll conclude the stretch. They will conclude the stretch of home games where they're either in the Bay Area or within the 100 miles or fewer radius of the Bay Area, when they'll travel to take on the Pacific Tigers in West Coast Conference play Thursday, April 18th, Friday, April 19th, Saturday, April 20th. Now, remember, that game is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a short week due to the Easter holiday weekend. And the Dons will sit pretty during this stretch where the Dons won't be doing a lot of traveling outside the Bay Area other than doing their midweek game against the Nevada Wolfpack from the Mountain West Conference. So for all the latest news and information, go to usfdons.com. Call the Dons ticket box office for future home dates, 415-422-2USF. That's 415-422-2USF. And always call the latest news on Dons information, go to usfdons.com. Let's check out the West Coast Conference standings. So far this early part of the season, St. Mary's sits there at 3-0. They swept their three-game series over the weekend. They're 13-7 overall. Loyola Marymount sweeping Santa Clara over the weekend. They've now won six in a row. They're 3-0, 12-7 overall. The Dons, 2-1 in West Coast Conference play, taking that series against Portland, a very improving Portland Pilots team, 12-8 overall. Loyola Marymount sits at 2-1. And 10-7 overall. That will be the Dons' next opponent coming up 2 weeks from this coming Friday here on the Hilltop. And Loyola Marymount has given the Dons a lot of problems in recent years. The same program that swept the Dons 4 years ago, sweeping a big three-game series against the Dons here on the Hilltop to lock the fourth and final spot, the advance to earn a spot to the West Coast Conference tournament up at Bear Island Park in Stockton 4 years ago, which kept the Dons out of postseason, where the Dons needed, all they had to do was win one game. And then Loyola Marymount sweeping the three games here in San Francisco was the first time that the LMU swept a season series over the Dons in San Francisco since 2000. Then the LMU has have won the series pretty much and really have gotten the Dons number in recent years since 2015, as the Dons have won or have lost four consecutive series to the Lions, and hopefully the Dons could switch the trend this coming up. So a lot of home games still to be played in within the radius of the Bay Area, so hope you join us then. So it also, going back, the Dons are 2-1, 12-8 overall. That's LMU. Gonzaga's 2-1. They're 8-9 overall. BYU is 1-2. They lost 2-3 to Gonzaga over the weekend. They're 1-2. They're 14-5 overall. Portland sits at 1-2. They're 15-6 overall. San Diego loses 2-3 to the Pepperdine Waves down at Fowler Park in San Diego. That's going to be the Dons' next opponent over the weekend. 1-2 in the West Coast Conference play, 15-6 overall. Pacific got swept over the weekend. They're 0-3. They're 11-9 in conference play. They lost four in a row. And then the Santa Clara Broncos sit dead last in the conference, or they've now have lost 10 in a row. 0-3 in conference play and 3-15 overall. So they're still early this part of the schedule as we're beginning in conference play. And when we come back, we'll talk with Zach Ziegler, the Dons baseball analyst. We'll recap those three games over the weekend, and we'll preview the San Diego Toreros coming up. I'm Brian Professor B. Davis. You are listening to USF Dons Weekly Magazine Podcast via anchor.fm. Well, we're back here on the USF Dons Weekly Magazine Podcast. We're talking now. We'll have our recap of the series against the Portland Pilots, done with my man, the Z, Dr. Z, Zach Ziegler. We call him as Dr. Z of baseball analytics. Dons winning a comfort behind, well, winning 2-1 on Friday against the Pilots, and then Saturday they got whomped by the Pilots. They scored 20 runs, and just things went downhill. Scotty Parker had probably his worst performance as a starter, and then errors and sloppy play, et cetera, go figure. But the Dodgers were able to come back down 4-0, and a big two-run single by Jacob Munoz to give them a 5-4 comfort behind win to win the rubber match of a three-game series, taking 2 out of 3 from the Pilots, and got off to a good start in the conference play. And then on Tuesday night, they lose to the California Golden Bears by a score of 10-7. There were 7 home runs hit in that contest. The Dons hit 4. It was Allen hit 1, and then it was R.J. Cordero. Cordero also it was a great night for the Bears as Andrew Vaughn, the consensus last year's Golden Spikes Award winner, which for a lot of you listeners, viewers who are listening to this, that's given to college baseball's top player in the nation and reigning Pac-12 player of the year. He's going to be like a number one or two pick in this coming draft coming in June down the road. And his stock really went high in a towering 3-1 homer last night. And then they end up winning that game. So let's recap that, Z.
Yeah, you know, it's been a few, I'll back up a little bit here. It's been, I would say, up and down the last week or so. With respect to the one lopsided game against Portland, Scotty Parker, I think, got that one out of his system. You know, I think everybody's going to have one of those days when you come out and just it's not there, so to speak. I was actually in the press box for the first inning of that game, and just for example, Scotty got up on 0-2 on 3 of the first 4 batters in the game, and he didn't put them away. All 3 of those guys got on base. You know, after getting on top 0-2 of all those guys, maybe that was a sign of the times for Saturday, that sort of thing. But you know, once again, Riley Ornito playing at an exceptional level. I think I feel like I'm repeating myself at this point. And I think what's so special about Sunday, that game against Portland, is that I think just the quality of our bats, you know, the ways I'll keep talking about, because I think it's very important. Not only does it matter how many runs that you score, just how you were able to score runs. If you look at it on Sunday, we won 5-4. That was a compilation of 3 1-run innings and then 1 2-run inning. So 3 1-run innings and then 1 2-run inning. So there's 4 innings there. We were able to string together good at-bats.
Great at-bats.
Yeah, great at-bats. I think the guys were mentally dialed in at the end there. That was a really good win. Julian Washburn was phenomenal in the pen. Alex Pham, I think we were watching him closely. And, you know, he had one rough inning in the 3rd inning there on Sunday, but... Alex Pham does what he does. The guy's a fighter, that's for sure. He's not going to back down from anybody. Tuesday against Cal, you know, I think everybody talks about those Tuesday games. They kind of turn into slugfests.
I feel like going back about 20 years ago or a quarter century before they expanded the bat, before they lightened the bats, that was kind of your typical slugfest in the College World Series, like back in the 90s, back in some 20, 25 years ago, where the bats just explode. That was your typical slugfest last night as we're doing this taping over in the East Bay in Berkeley. That was, I mean, the balls, and it was really cool though too. So it wasn't that warm. It was really cooled off, and the balls were flying out.
Yeah, you know, it's. I think Jonathan Allen has kept up with his clip. I think as of our stats as of Sunday, it's a little bit higher now after the game on Tuesday. He hits a home run 9% of the time that he comes up to the plate. That's,
what was that? 90%?
9%. 9%. That's still pretty incredible, though, B, if you think about it. He's doing his job. That guy, he's in the lineup. He's planted there in the four hole to drive in runs. He's obviously hitting the long ball right now. And then Rob Emery kept up what he was doing. Rob Emery put
hey.
Andrew Vaughn, what you could say about Vaughn? I mean, he is just, he's a tough man to get out.
It's incredible. I think Coach talked about this with respect to the, I mean, you start with the swing. The swing, the amount of bat speed that he generates coming through the zone, anything that he squares up will be hit hard. But then you couple that with the intangible stuff like the plate discipline, plate vision, being able to lay off stuff that pitchers are throwing for balls intentionally, because he knows that he's going to see those kinds of pitches. But he has the plate vision, the plate discipline to lay off that stuff. Yeah, can't say enough about him. I was listening to the Pac-12 broadcast last night of the game, and he showed it, I don't know what his name is. So it's Vaughn, and then the catcher for Oregon State. They're probably gonna be the consensus 1-2 picks in the draft. And
the two worst teams. Who's the top teams that are gonna be giving that 1-2 pick? I think it's Detroit. Who is it?
I don't know. Well, the draft order. Oh wait. Oh.
The worst record in baseball.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It's the last.
I know the Giants won't be able to get neither of those players. The Giants are in the top 10. Maybe they lost. Yeah, the Marlins, I think. The Marlins are. You go over there and check that out on who had the 20. It's the of the standings, but Andrew Vaughn. I mean, he is like the destroyer. I mean, if you get something right there in that box, he's gonna.
It's Orioles 1, and then Royals 2. So those two clubs are going to be picking up franchise pieces, it seems like. Lucky for those guys.
May be good for the Orioles because they need to get a franchise player to replace Manny Machado. I mean, Vaughn could be the savior.
Could be. I think you look at that swing, you think Josh Donaldson, you think of how much bat speed the guy's generating. It really is incredible. And then kind of like what I talked about before, what really makes him stand out, you know, one, he mashes, but what makes him stand out from the typical guys that just get into the box and they're just looking to mash is he's able to lay off the slop that guys are throwing to him. Yeah, unfortunately, he got the better of us. He got one of G. Young's curveballs. But we'll learn for next time. We'll learn for next time.
Well, the next time the Dons will play the California Golden Bears, they'll be coming here. That won't not be for a while. That's going to be sometime in looking at the schedule. They won't be coming here until sometime in early May, on May 7th to be exact. And that'll be a 3 p.m. May 7th. And get your tickets right now at usfdons.com. Call the Dons box office. Tommy Tuplin, our ticket manager, he'll take good care of you. Plenty of tickets are available, 415-422-2USF. So now... let's take a look at how previewing the Dons taking on the Toreros. For this is an important three-game series. This is the Dons going back in quite some time. Kind of, looking at it, have won three of the last four series. Have won a series over them three of the last 4 years. 4 years ago, they swept the series down there at Fowler Park. Then, in fact, they end up and swept them again in 2016. In fact, they had back-to-back sweeps. They won six in a row up to that point. Then 2 years ago, the Terrells swept the Dons down at their place. And then the Dons take two or three last year here. So, and that was a key of them, why that the Dons made postseason last year and the Terrells did not.
Yeah, especially this early in the season. To go down and play a high-quality club like USD San Diego, it's going to be important. I think you hope the bats stay hot. You hope you keep catching the ball. I mean, with the exception, like I said, of the Portland game, I really think that Portland game was an outlier in so many different ways. It's so extraordinary. You look, we committed six errors. We're walking the world. The thing that I talked about earlier with Scotty, he got up 0-2 on three of the first four batters, and all three of those guys ended up getting on base. There were just some very extraordinary things that happened in that game. I don't look at that one as indicative. So to speak, of the club, things just spiraled out of control.
Like Curry and Thompson dropping threes off the arc, though, and just was like the Splash Brothers, and it just kept going and just was never looking back.
Yeah, no kidding. But with that being said, I mean, there, you know, it's not just them with respect to the 20 runs. I think we've talked about this before, that with the injuries of the pitching staff, we're still looking for guys to step up. Guys are being elevated in their roles on the pitching side. We're tracking to see who's stepping into those roles. We're still observing. We just got to find guys that want to step up into roles and execute.
And also, what is the status on like for Slominski and Neshek with their status though so far? Of the injury front for both of them.
Yeah, you know what? I was gonna talk to Coach about that. I can't get you a good answer right now. I know all those guys are in the training room all the time, so I know they're getting treatment. Unfortunately, I don't have a good answer for you.
Yeah, no problem with that. I mean, they're going into the mechanic shop all the time, the training room equivalent to the mechanic shop.
Yeah, exactly. It's tough. It's tough on any athlete. You know, these guys work so hard in the off season, working hard in the weight room, on the field, in the classroom. You would imagine those guys are excited. They have to be excited to get back into the game. Can't wait to have them back because Ed Grant, Neshek, Daniel Slominski. We've won all of our one-run games. I think that can be even better with spot pitching. It's phenomenal. We've won all of our one-run games, but I truly think it could be even better. Just adding those quality of arms to the pitching repertoire of guys that we have. I expect it to get better.
I agree. And then what's also lost in this shuffle, and we don't forget, Alex Pham didn't pitch that bad on Sunday, despite that one bad inning when he gave up three runs and gave up that three-run home run. And that was it after that, though, because he had over a half dozen strikeouts. He had eight Ks in the game. Only walked two, but was just the long ball was early, and he got – early, but he really got control after the contest.
Yeah, you know, with Alex is going to bring the explosive slider. change up fastball. At times, maybe he gets a little bit plates too much of his fastball. He'll correct that. The guy's working real hard. The guy's a competitor. I haven't seen him since the outing, but I have a joke for him. Next time I see him, I'm going to ask him, hey, Alex, when your playing days are over, you should consider being a boxer because you're good at staying in a fight. You know, after that third inning, they put up a four spot. He could have, not to say for lack of better wording, throwing the towel, but Alex showed no signs of that. He came back out there in that fourth inning. He competed. He stayed in the fight.
And also, let's look at the WCC standings right now. We got St. Mary's, LMU. They're both undefeated. Dons are 2-1, LMU 2-1, Gonzaga 2-1, BYU 1-2, Portland 1-2, San Diego 1-2, and then you got Pacific and Santa Clara are the bottom feeders. I mean, what are your thoughts on the conference of this first week of WCC play?
Yeah, there were plenty of good series over the weekend. I think everybody had eyes on that on the USD Pepperdine series and then the BYU Gonzaga series. Not to say that we're like overly concerned with what's everybody else doing, but I mean these are teams that we're going to play. Just teams if we can become more familiar with in any subjective or objective way, it might benefit us. So I mean it's nice. Yeah, I mean the above all the focus should be on our club. But it's just the tail of the season. Teams are going to get hot. Teams will cool down. When you hit that cold streak, rely on your character, your guys, your club, the chemistry, those things to get you back on track.
And I think that sums it up for this time, though, Dr. Z and and thank you for your analysis again this week, and we're going to have you back on again next week.
Yeah, sounds like a plan, Brian. Always thanks for having me.
All right. That is the Dr. Z in the building, our Zach Zangler, our USF Dons Analytics, as we continuing on our Dons Weekly podcast. And we're going to take this brief timeout. I'm Brian Professor B. Davis. You're listening to the USF Dons Weekly Magazine Podcast on anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area. Well, that's going to do it for another edition of this USF Dons Magazine Weekly Podcast. As we thank everybody on the show for thanking for you listening. And as always, the website here is anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area. That's anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area. So if you want to catch this content or listen to some of the previous magazine contents we've done, check us out on ASN or anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area. Well, that's going to wrap it up for now. I'm Brian Professor B. Davis. We'd like to thank the Z-Man, Dr. Z, Dr. Zach Zanger, our baseball analytic resident, part of the USF Dons family for baseball this year. We'd like to thank him for his critique on recapping of the weekend series against Portland on the Hilltop. And a reminder, coming up, the Dons will be traveling to San Diego to take on the San Diego Toreros for the three-game weekend series. On Friday will be Riley Arnedo. He'll hopefully get his fifth win of the season. He'll pitch in game one. Game two will be Scotty Parker. Hope to bounce back after that horrendous poor performance last Saturday against the Pilots. That will be in game two. And then Sunday it will be Alex Pham on the mound for the Dons. And Friday and Saturday night's game will be both at 6 p.m., Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. All the games will be seen on the W.TV. That will be on the W.TV. Then the Dons will have an off day on Monday. They'll travel up north to Reno. They'll take on the Nevada Wolfpack from the Mountain West Conference. That will be a 3 p.m. Pacific first pitch. That game will be seen on the MW Network. That will be on Monday, 1 week from this coming Tuesday. And then we will be back. The Dons will take on the Santa Clara Broncos for the first of a three-game weekend series, 1 week from Friday night, next Friday night. And games one and two of those two games will be at 6 p.m. Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. at Stephen Schott Stadium. The games will be on the W.TV, and hopefully we're going to broadcast one of those games, maybe all three, on ASM Bay Area on our audio cast. I will be giving you Brian Davis will be giving you the play-by-play and action. So that's it for now, and like the reminder that USF Don's weekly magazine is presented by Provident Credit Union. Want a free checking account that pays you? Provident Credit Union Super Reward Checking Account pays you 2.1% and features no annual fees. Visit providentchecking.com. That's providentchecking.com for more details. By Parking Fly. Parking Fly has provided more than 50 years of convenient, hassle-free airport parking. Visit PNF.com for discounts on airport parking outside the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Area. That's PNF.com for Parking Fly. By Lux Bus America. Let Lux Bus America shuttle services make a fan out of you. Proudly serving Bay Area tech companies and USF campus, Lux Bus is the leading choice in commuter shuttle services with group charter transportation. Get your people moving with Lux Bus America. USF also would like to thank the following partners of Don's Athletics. USF Bookstore and Follett. Fans, be sure to stop by the USF Bookstore for all your favorite Don's gear. Wear your green and gold with pride and visit the USF Bookstore this week. Open daily Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 7 p.m. Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Closed on Sundays. And by Lyft. Skip all the hassle of getting to and from Benedict Diamond or the Sobrato Center. Lyft is an official ride-sharing partner for has your transportation covered. Download the Lyft app and get an affordable ride in minutes. New users get $10 off discount in rider credit with the code GOUSFDONS. And don't forget, Don fans, use the ride or the Lyft zone outside the Benedict Diamond as of drop-off and pickup zones. Use Lyft, proud partner of USF Don's baseball. We'd like to thank everybody for here on the broadcast, and also Mark Rivera, baseball information director for the Don's as well. And also the new director of athletics, and we hope we're going to have her on the show in the coming weeks, Miss Joan McDermott, the new director of athletics. On behalf of the entire staff of USF Dons Baseball, I'm Brian Professor B. Davis. Thank you for listening. For the latest news on Dons Baseball and so much more on USF Athletics, go to usfdons.com. And one more passing note before we go off the air tonight. Let's say congratulations to, or the other news of the week, the USF Dons men's basketball team did not get an invite to the NIT. They did not get in. The Dons, of course, their season ended on a four-game losing streak. They did not get an invite to the NIT, and the Dons finished the season 25-6. And the Dons are going to say goodbye to a few seniors, including Frankie Ferrari. But there are going to be bigger and better days for this Dons basketball. We can say congratulations to Kyle Smith as. In his first three seasons on the Hilltop, since replacing Rex Walters, the Dons have won at least 20 or more games. And this is the best stretch they hadn't had, their best finish they've had since the 1999-2000 season. So we say our congratulations on a good, great season. I mean, unfortunately, things didn't work out the way they hope, and the Dons are definitely going to be a team to be reckoned with in the future in the West Coast Conference. So once again, for the latest news on Dons athletics and baseball news and so much more, go to usfdons.com. In the meantime, I'm Brian Professor B. Davis, and wishing every one of you so long. Thank you for listening to another edition of USF Dons Weekly Magazine Podcast. Check out all the content at anchor.com or anchor.mf or anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area. That's anchor.fm/ASN Bay Area. In the meantime, I'm Brian Professor B. Davis, and so long. USF Dons Weekly Magazine Podcast is in association with the Arena Sports Net Bay Area, the network home of champions, where every team has a fan and every fan has a voice. I'm Brian Davis, and thank you for listening.